This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Not that it was a major surprise, but Governor Gretchen Whitmer yesterday ordered all K-12 school buildings to remain closed for the rest of the academic year. It means that students will have been without on-site classroom instruction for about a third of the school year. But educational opportunity will be available moving forward. Joining us on the WEMU phone line today is Dr. Janice Swift. She is superintendent of the Ann Arbor Public Schools, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, good morning, David. Thank you for having me.
It's not like the governor's order was unexpected, and I know that your team and the rest of the school districts in Washtenaw County have been working with teachers to develop online systems to continue educational engagement for students. Where does that process stand now in Ann Arbor?
Well, you're right, David. We've been busy preparing our teachers and school leaders and district leaders have been working literally around the clock to transition in our district more than 7,000 individual classes into an online platform. Our folks are prepared. And so beginning after spring break next week, we will be moving into a more significant learning, distance learning experience for our students.
I assume there needs to be some sort of transition period. You can't reach full capacity for a distance learning program on day one. The governor had said districts have to be up and running fully by April 28th, so you'll meet that deadline easily. But how is it going to start, and where do you see this distance learning program being by what would have been the end of the academic year?
Well, you know, David, over the previous 2 weeks, we were providing enrichment and review opportunities because we really never want our students, we always want our students to be engaged with us. So already we've been seeing some pretty inspiring work going on out there. So we feel like we've been through that transition time. Now, I do want to share that we understand that students and families that experience learning challenges are going to continue to need support in order to access their learning. So I want to be clear that that transition will continue over the coming days, as it does every day in the school district, as our professionals, special service folks, are reaching out to families to make sure that they are connected and that they have the supports they need.
Well, as you mentioned, as the governor mentioned in her announcement of the order yesterday, there are those without internet access or computers at home, some families dealing with loss of jobs and are home and food insecure and may not be able to place daily assignments at the top of that priority list. So it sounds like a lot of work has been done. I know you've been feeding students that were on the meal programs at the school, but how will that continue to accommodate disparities for students and families who are in those circumstances and perhaps don't have the home support necessary to succeed in distance learning?
Well, you're right, David. This this situation, this crisis, has laid open the disparities across our community that our students and families experience every day. David, we are looking at this academic catch-up, if you will, as not just being about these 10 weeks remaining in the school year. We are going to continue to do everything we can for students who have special learning needs in an IEP or a 504, for second language students, for students impacted by poverty or connectivity issues. We're going to continue to work on that. But we are also looking at late spring and summer and fall, because we know we're going to need to continue to infuse extra academic rich programming so that our students continue to progress and that any skill gaps that have emerged are going to continue to get filled as we move forward together.
Our conversation with Ann Arbor Schools Superintendent Janice Swift continues on 89.1 WEMU. And even with all of those efforts and all of that work and that outreach, again, the majority of families in the district can't always participate. Is a big fear that it's going to exacerbate educational inequity as we head into the next academic year?
You know, David, working toward equity is our central focus every day in the district, and we do have that concern. And so we're going to be looking at this as even a two-year process, is that we'll continue to provide additional support. And David, as you noted, it'll go across surprising areas, because there are families who may be experiencing illness or, as you noted, loss of job in the family. We see ahead around this next corner that these educational disparities may go in a wide variety of directions. So we're going to be infusing that school and educational experience with tons of extra support.
One of the focuses of the Ann Arbor schools and most districts throughout the country has been focused on trying to close the achievement gap between African-American students and white students. And are you going to be tracking as to whether or not we see some kind of difference, either the positive or the negative, as we go through this most unusual of circumstance?
We absolutely are. And, you know, we analyze that data every day under regular circumstances that way. So we surely will continue to do that. We'll continue to provide support. And David, we're just asking our parents, reach out to us. We have helplines on our website set up for parents. So if anyone who's experiencing challenges, whether that's about the basic needs of life or whether that's about connectivity, learning challenges, mental health needs, we want to hear from folks, because we take very seriously our obligation to serve in this community.
The Ann Arbor Board of Education recently approved a new contract with the union representing district teachers. How will these new circumstances and mandated distance learning processes impact that contract? Will a new memorandum of understanding need to be worked out?
David, we've been working very closely with the leadership of our AAEA, and I'm very proud to share that that work has gone beautifully. Certainly, all of the nature of our work environment is shifting right now, so lots of conversations are occurring, but we're working through those steps. It's going very, very well. And, you know, David, we're so delighted with what we've seen from our teachers and staff members, from our transportation and custodial, from every single member of our Ann Arbor Public Schools organization. These folks are rallying around our critical mission, and that is support for each and every child on every day.
This is 89.1 WEMU, and this is the day after Governor Whitmer used an executive order to shut down classroom instruction for the rest of the academic year. We're talking about that with Ann Arbor Schools Superintendent Dr. Janice Swift. Again, students that were on track to pass their grade level on March 11th are going to be moved up to the next grade for the 2020-2021 academic year that is scheduled to begin in the fall. How much of the curriculum that may have been missed this year will the district try and fit into the next academic year?
David, I appreciate you mentioning that. Our teachers, our teacher teams are already thinking about that 2021 school year to really wrap in those 12 weeks between March 15th and June 15th, and certainly that is easier in some areas and more challenging in other areas, but we all understand this is going to be a marathon, not a sprint, when it comes to ensuring quality educational programs and making sure that our students are progressing as we all expect and want for them to do.
I know that if you ask students and even some parents, they'll say, we're typically overloaded with homework. If there's going to be additional academic requirements to accommodate what may have been missed in this academic year next year, how is that all going to work so that the advanced grade level the students are moving into turns into a successful year?
Exactly. You know, David, we understand that for our students and families, this time is not a one-size-fits-all when it comes to the educational programming and to how we're going to ensure that students get caught up. So as our teachers and teams do every day in schools, we're going to remain in close contact to ensure that we're getting a balanced approach into that, not only these 10 weeks, but also into the coming semesters as we continue to infuse just additional learning and additional review to make sure that our students are solid in their academic and social-emotional development.
Well, graduating seniors are unfortunately going to miss out on prom and the graduation ceremony they worked so hard for. Their families won't be able to participate in that either. What is your outgoing message to the seniors of the Ann Arbor Public School District?
You know, David, that's one of the hardest parts of this entire situation. And I shared a message with the seniors, our class of 2020, yesterday. Clearly, we're going to do everything that we possibly can to make sure that they are honored appropriately. Certainly, the class of 2020 is being called at a very special moment in history, and we're our teachers and teams and class sponsors. They will be working closely with our students. We're going to do the very best that we can. And David, I'm confident that we're going to find innovative ways to ensure that this class is honored and celebrated during this spring of their 2020 graduation year.
Well, when that determination is made, we'll have you back on, and we'll certainly check back in as the district progresses through its online programming. But thank you for the conversation today. I appreciate it.
Thank you, David. We appreciate the opportunity.
That is Dr. Janice Swift, the superintendent of Ann Arbor Public Schools. For more information on today's topic and for all WEMU coronavirus coverage, stop by our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU.